Hello everyone, and welcome to this podcast of the Sega Game Gear. There's no doubt that over time people, especially blind people, have wanted to be like sighted people and play video games. Well, I'm one of those people, and so I actually have something called the Sega Game Gear that was invented in 1990 or 1991. The Japanese one was invented in 1990, and the North American one was invented in 1991. And so I have the Sega Game Gear hooked to the interface right now, and I'll describe what it looks like. On the top left, it has a brightness control for to lower and raise the brightness, and on the right, it has, on the left, I should say, the top left, it has a volume control, I believe. Let's see here. Yep, okay. Then on the left going down, it has the D-pad, which goes up, down, left, and right. On the right, it has a start button, two fire buttons, and on the bottom left, it has a speaker, and on the back is where you put in a game cartridge. Currently, I have in Sonic. And then I just put in 6 AA's, but it's not really too advisable. I mean, you can, but it's a huge battery hog. But I had 6 AA's that I wanted to test in, and it should be good enough for this review. And I believe I put the brightness as low as it'll go. So, that's good. We will just see how everything goes. And it has 2 compartments, 3 AA's for each compartment. And it has an adapter compartment, I'm sorry. On the right, top right, it has an adapter compartment. And on the top left, it has a headphone jack compartment. So, it's actually pretty cool. So, I will turn it on. Sega! I'm going to press the start button. I'm going to press it again. And now I'm going to play a game of Sonic. And I'll show you what it was like. First, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to be pressing the D-pad, and I'm going to be pressing the fire buttons, and that's what I'm going to be doing, basically. Alright, here we go. And I lost, but the Sega Game Gear, it's really nice, and you might be thinking, well, how does a blind person do that? Well, they just listen to sound, and my friend Kevin Andrews from the Technology Wizard podcast which we both did, we're going to actually do another podcast where we take a look at all kinds of, and we take a look at a few Nintendo systems as well as the Sega Game Gear again. So be on the lookout for that. If you want to get in contact with me, my Skype name is TECKNO.FREEK, and my email address, if you'd like to get in contact with me that way, is shauntekno@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And if you, then you're more than welcome to email me if you have any questions that I didn't cover. Thank you. Bye.